This is Montana Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Edward O'Brien with Montana Morning News. Bozeman software entrepreneur Greg Gianforte says he's not yet ready to lay out a campaign platform. The Republican businessman filed paperwork Monday to establish an exploratory committee that could lead to running for governor.
At this point, I'm not going to go into specific policy issues because we're still exploring. I think the most important thing is to get out and meet with Montanans and see if my vision is consistent with what people want for Montana. That's one of the elements in my calculus to figure out if I should actually switch from exploratory to actually launching and beginning the race.
Democrats criticized Gianforte for supporting the socially conservative Montana Family Foundation. They say his success in the business world doesn't necessarily mean Gianforte would be a good governor. The Montana National Guard has sent 4 helicopters and 48 soldiers to help fight wildfires in response to a shortage of resources in the state. Major Chris Lundy says 2 Chinook helicopters, along with support and security personnel, were sent to fires burning near Libby. 1 Black Hawk helicopter and its support crews were sent to the Northern Rockies Coordination Center. Another was sent to the State Department of Natural Resources and Conservation Central Land Office north of Helena. Lundy says federal and state officials there will determine which fires they'll help suppress. Governor Steve Bullock over the weekend issued an emergency declaration authorizing use of the National Guard. Most federal and state manpower and equipment are already responding to dozens of fires across the state. Authorities have canceled an Amber Alert for an 18-month-old girl who allegedly was taken by her non-custodial mother. Earlier this week, the Justice Department issued a missing and endangered person advisory for Azalea Vitovich. Azalea was found safe and sound last night at about 10:30 in Great Falls. A Chippewa Cree tribal court jury has cleared tribal chairman Ken St. Marks of defrauding the tribe and ordered the tribe to pay him more than $200,000 for his company's work on a pipeline project. St. Marks was elected chairman of the Tribal Business Committee in 2012. He's been thrown out of office and reelected 3 times since. St. Marks has argued that he was impeached for cooperating with the federal fraud investigation that led to the conviction of nearly 24 tribal members and business associates. During last week's trial, the tribe alleged St. Marks was unjustly enriched by receiving over $428,000 from the tribe for pipeline work and equipment leases. The jury rejected those claims and said St. Marks was owed nearly $214,000 in damages for payment the tribe withheld on another pipeline contract. The Northern Rockies was experiencing a normal fire season until last week, when a combination of drought, high temperatures, and lightning-packed storms created new blazes across western Montana and Idaho. The Northern Rockies Coordination Center in Missoula says that as of late yesterday, at least 95 fires were burning in the 2 states, about 30 of them considered large. 2 University of Montana programs will share over $3.5 million in state research funds. UM's traumatic brain injury and water quality monitoring programs are among the first to benefit from the Montana University System Research Initiative. That's a $15 million program that passed out of the last session of the Montana legislature. Governor Steve Bullock says the research initiative is designed to encourage innovation in traditional and emerging industries.
Through increased collaboration between the state, higher education, and private industry, we're finding more and more ways to increase the interconnectivity of all those 3 parties and start moving ideas to market and generating economic activity as a result.
University of Montana President Roy Sangstrom says the school is on its way to becoming a research powerhouse in several key areas.
With this new support from the state, combined with support from the federal government and private foundations, our research teams will make contributions that propel our society forward.
State lawmakers passed the research initiative with bipartisan support last session. Growing numbers of grizzly bears venturing further east from the Rocky Mountains are attacking more Montana cattle and sheep. The state's livestock loss program has reimbursed ranchers for 42 animals killed by grizzlies so far this year, 8 more than in all of 2014. George Edwards of the Livestock Loss Board says one report came from as far east as Flowery, about 100 miles northeast of Helena. Montana's Northern Rockies Wildlife Manager Graham Taylor says the number of animals killed this year amounts to a spike in an overall downward trend of grizzly attacks on livestock. Taylor says measures taken over the last few years to electrify fences and fortify food storage have reduced the number of bear livestock conflicts, despite the growing number of grizzlies. A federal judge in North Dakota has ordered a hearing on an effort to block a new rule that gives federal authorities jurisdiction over some state waters. 13 states, led by North Dakota, are challenging the rule by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency and Army Corps of Engineers. The states say the new rule illegally expands the jurisdiction of those agencies under the Federal Clean Water Act. The law goes into effect August 28th. The states want the judge to order an injunction to suspend the new rules. Judge Ralph Erickson set a hearing on the request for Friday in Fargo. Montana is one of the states joining the lawsuit with North Dakota. A Havre man who pleaded no contest to shooting at a moving car has been sentenced to 5 years in prison. KOJM AM Radio reports that Doug Hopf was initially charged with attempted deliberate homicide for shooting at a car being driven by the boyfriend of a woman he'd gone to a bar with on November 29th. Thank you very much for listening. For Montana Headline News, I'm Edward O'Brien.